Greetings. I'm Bill Clatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Darnell Ingram, who is director of the Baltimore City Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement. And Darnell's here today to talk to us about civil rights in Baltimore.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Darnell. I appreciate it. I know how busy you are, and I'm really glad that you found the time to come today.
Thank you for inviting me.
For those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Baltimore City Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement?
Oh, sure. Great. I'll give you my elevator speech. So the Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement, we have three commissions and a board that this office oversees. The first one is the Mayor's Commission on Disabilities. What I say, we do all things disabled. And so we are a branch of the government that really create the conversation behind persons with disabilities. In Baltimore, we have about 15 to 16% of people, persons with disabilities in the city. And so doing outreach, we have a legislative committee that reviews and proposes legislation both locally and statewide. We do programs with this commission, as well as we do compliance, ADA compliance. So if a facility or roads, highways aren't ADA compliant, we investigate and make recommendations, as well as site. And we review also waivers to accommodations when such as a historic building needs a waiver because of construction requirements they may not be ADA compliant in some areas. So that's that commission. The second one is the Wage Commission, where we investigate wage theft in the city. So anyone that may be working on a city contract and they are not paid the appropriate prevailing and living wages in the city under a city contract, our office can conduct an investigation to determine whether the contractor has violated our wage laws. And so we investigate and award restitution back to the underpaid employee, as well as we assess fines against the contractor to prohibit violations of our wage laws.
Making sure that the city gets what it's paying for.
Correct.
And that those workers do too.
Correct. Communities that are mostly affected now are immigrant brothers and sisters, as well as returning citizens.
Yeah.
And so we want to ensure that everyone gets a piece of the pie and are not being, their wages aren't being stolen from them.
Right. It's good.
All right. The next one is the Community Relations Commission, where we investigate discrimination in the city, housing, public accommodation, lactation, a caveat of discriminatory issues that we investigate, and that is under Article 4 of our Baltimore City Code, and where we investigate discrimination. Also, we also do employment discrimination. So we're the EEOC for Baltimore City.
Right.
So if anyone is discriminated against, they can file a complaint against our office, and we will investigate to determine whether there's probable cause for the investigation. They can file suit or go to a public hearing, for that matter. And the last is the Civilian Review Board, where it's the sexy board, where and not to be jovial about it, but there's a lot of tension as it relates to that particular board, because this board investigates police misconduct. And so when officers are not treating our citizens and visitors to the city civilly, we investigate those matters and refer and make recommendations to the commissioner for discipline. And so that's a pretty synopsis of the
office. That's a lot of stuff.
Right.
And outside of that,
we do outreach. So we do a lot of outreach programs, like our Can We Talk series, where we talk about inequities that has happened in the past and where we're going in the future. I believe Mayor Pierce is doing a lot of great initiatives in the city to address some of those issues. And we also just do outreach, attend events. We partner with a lot of organizations in the city to really have conversations regarding civility.
Right. And like this radio show.
Correct.
Yeah. In other words, you're really the organization that makes sure that things are right. And when things aren't right, you do something about it.
That's true. And I would like to say that we're an independent agency, particularly where we go and we do impartial investigations as well as conduct administrative proceedings to determine whether individuals have been poorly in our city. And so I'm actually excited about working for this office. The model. I'm sorry.
You're a relative newbie.
To the city?
To this job.
I've been in the office about 3 months and 2 weeks.
That's right. Probably long enough to know where some of the bones are buried.
Right. And I have great staff like Mr. Wesley here sitting next to me that really provides me a lot of context as it relates to the city and these matters that we address in the city.
Amen. John Wesley is a benefit to the city, a blessing.
Yeah.
Truly a blessing.
Yes, he is.
Truly
yes,
a blessing. How can someone find out more information about the office?
Well, they can always reach our office. They can call us at 410-396-3141, or they can reach out to our website at civilrights.baltimorecity.gov if they need to file a complaint or need to get more information to contact us if they have been affected by any of the issues that I just raised.
Great. Thank you. Let's talk more about the laws about discrimination.
Okay.
I know that unfortunately, that is something that is continuing, if not increasing.
Right.
You're dealing with it every day.
Correct.
What's the law and what do you see the most of right now?
Well, the laws that we deal with here in the city as it relates to discrimination is what I indicated earlier, our Article 4, where we deal with discrimination in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different subsections that I believe all our constituents should be familiar with.
Yep.
And one of the ways for us to ensure that people and persons with issues as it relates to discrimination in the city can be addressed is, one, we have to do a personal account for by figuring out how can we address our own remedies. And we have an office here in the city that can do that. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to find ways to outreach to individuals to let them know that there's an office that can help, particularly with our website and our phone number as well. And also in sharing with people about what we are and what we do. Our motto is equity, accountability, and integrity. And that is something that I've held on just matriculating through life to this point. And when I actually took this job, it kind of brought it home.
Yeah.
Particularly as it relates to discrimination. And I like to say, you know, we're created laws for that privilege discrimination is the floor, right? Foundation for us to interact with each other.
Mm.
But integrity and accountability gives us the space where we need to interact on a civil matter. And people say that civil rights are different. It's different from the 60s, and it's different because now we're in the 2000s, and now we need to have a discourse of civility. As it relates to equity, as it relates to how our law enforcement officers interact with our community, as it relates to people being paid fair wages,
mm-hmm.
and the like.
Mm-hmm.
And so discrimination is something that we all should be mindful of, as well as we should all be promoting the sense of civility with each other.
Absolutely. What would you say to folks about the need to report things, the need to I tell folks that if you feel that something's not right, it probably isn't right. And you should probably talk to somebody who can help you figure out what it is and what to do about it.
Right. There's a motto. I believe the Homeland Security started after 9/11. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
And that's something that we hold true to the Office of Civil Rights. If you see something, say something. If something's happened to you, say something. If you know that something happened to someone else, say something.
Yeah.
And that's the issue that we all have to realize. So in this discourse of civility, because of policies and laws and regulations and even the atrocities of organizations like the KKK that were terrorists to many black and brown people over the last century, these policies and activities has sometimes made people feel that they're not an asset to our society and to our community. And if people view themselves as the asset, then they won't allow themselves to be treated differently.
Right.
So I want to encourage everyone to know that, one, you are an asset, and your life matters, your time matters, your work matters, and your ability to interact and matriculate through Baltimore City matters. So if something's been happened to you that's a violation of our city laws, if you see something, say something.
Yeah. And I tell folks, unless you say something, you're encouraging it.
Right.
unless somebody gets stopped doing something that's wrong, they're going to do it again.
Right. This is a professor that says that sometimes people have a hindrance of saying something because of the social psychological effects of the atrocities of slavery, then Reconstruction, then Jim Crow, and then all the other policies that society has created to promote discrimination or inequities. And so sometimes people don't say something because of fear,
right,
or feeling inadequate. And so we have to encourage, and that's why I made that statement about knowing that you're an asset, because sometimes people don't say something not because they know it's not, because they know it's wrong. It's because they don't feel they have a voice.
Right.
And so as fellow brothers and sisters in our society, we should be encouraging everyone to know that you do have a voice, even though you may feel a certain way about something. You have a voice, and you have to speak up about atrocities that's been charged against you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And your new initiative, Can We Talk, is directed toward that.
Yeah, it is. It's really a conversation on equity discussions. Mm-hmm. This is this thing that Brian Stevenson wrote. He's the gentleman that created the Equal Justice Institute in Alabama and created the lynching museum in Alabama.
Yeah.
He has this quote from Just Mercy that I've kind of held on to, which kind of spearheaded my vision for the office. He says, most people think that the opposite of poverty is wealth, but in many cases, the opposite of poverty is justice. Justice as it relates to economic justice, justice as it relate to dealing with inequities. And so when we deal with this issue of poverty in a manner of justice, we're able to alleviate a lot of the issues. One, as it relates to interactions with each other. Two, as it relates to economic disparities between each other. And also as it relates to policies that we've created in the past that prohibits people from pursuing our constitution in pursuit of happiness, right? Life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. We all have a right in under this nation for life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. And when we prohibit each other from doing that, that's what I call a slight against the founding fathers, the constitution that we have. We all hold true.
It's true. And we all lose.
Right. Right. As a nation, we all lose.
Yeah, because it's when rights start to be not enforced and when rights start not to be respected, that just applies to everybody.
And that's correct.
It snowballs.
Well, this conversation of civility is the issue. You may not like how I look. You may not like or may be comfortable how I speak. Or you may not appreciate my religious beliefs. But under our Constitution with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I have a right to be, there's a right of civility, and I demand, and we should all demand this issue of civility between each other. The fact that you may be different or I may be different does not negate the fact that I am just as able to matriculate through my educational pursuits, through my professional pursuits, purchase a home, to get a business loan, or the like. How I look or what I believe should not dictate that.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the Can We Talk sections are going to be, how can someone find out more information about that?
Right. So if you want to know more about our Can We Talk series, which is our first one on March 12th, it's our inaugural event.
Coming up
soon. Reaching out, you can reach out to our website at civilrights.baltimorecity.gov. Call us. Also, you can go to our Twitter page, Twitter link, or our Eventbrite that we have as well. So there's many particular ways that you can reach out to us to get more information about our Can We Talk series.
Wonderful.
And this first one is March 12th. It's going to be in City Hall, in the Curran Room, and I'm kind of excited about that. So we have Dr. Lawrence Brown from Morgan State University. He's talking about this conversation as it relates to Baltimore apartheid, mapping housing discrimination in the city. It's a historical perspective of where we were in a city in the turn of the century after Reconstruction and where we are today.
Wonderful.
I'm really excited about that.
And they can find out more information by going to your website?
Correct.
And that is?
Civilrights.baltimorecity.gov.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Darnell. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for, though. For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank our guests today, Mr. Darnell Ingram, who's director of the Baltimore City Office of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement, for being our guest today. Thank you, Darnell.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.